Tom Jones is back.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
Come to think of it, Tom Jones never really went away. In the 1960s, during the British invasion, he stormed the U.S. from Wales, and unlike the boy bands, put on an old-school show with hits like It's Not Unusual and What's New, Pussycat. Women tossed their panties on the stage, but as he says, he doesn't want to be a knicker magnet. He's a singer, and over the next five decades, he sold over 100 million records, had hit variety TV shows in the U.S. and the U.K., most recently sharing his musical wisdom as a coach on The Voice U.K. And at 80, Tom Jones has a new album of covers, from the Waterboys to Bob Dylan's One More Cup of Coffee.
One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
Tom Jones' new album is Surrounded by Time. He joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
I just thought it's so interesting that you did this Dylan song 44 years after you'd probably heard it.
Yes. Well, you see, when you get older, you start to listen to things in a different way to what you do when you're young. Hopefully I've picked up enough good points along the way to read more into the lyrics of things. I've always had that from the beginning, but I was sometimes more interested in the notes that I was singing as opposed to the words. Now, of course, it's all about the words, really. I mean, you still got to sing it in tune, of course, and express yourself, but it doesn't have to be overblown vocally.
Yeah. Well, and we should say, though, you still have the voice.
Yeah, it's still there. It's still alive and well and living in an 80-year-old man. But my voice is about 30.
Well, you know, you've got the voice now that feels so young and vibrant. It's almost like there was a flip side to this. When you were younger, it's almost like your voice was a little older.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about that. But first, I want to listen to one of the songs that you've been wanting to do and you are doing on this new album. It's called I'm Growing Old by jazz composer Bobby Cole. Let's listen.
I'm growing dimmer in the eyes. I'm growing fainter in my talk. I'm growing deeper in my sighs. I'm growing slower in my world.
When I first heard it, you see, I was only in my 30s, and Bobby Cole came in the dressing room and he said, I've got this song, what do you think? And I said, I don't think I'm old enough to sing it yet, but maybe when I get to 80, if I get there, then I will definitely do it. So I am 80, and so now I'm doing it. All the words in this song are true, except for one line that I've changed since I recorded it. There's a line in there that goes, although I save a lock of hair, I seldom dream about my wife. I flipped it.
I knew you were going to say that. And I just, we want to say how sorry we are that you lost your wife of 59 years.
Yes.
I just thought you might say that, that I don't want to say that I seldom dream about my wife, because you do.
Yeah, exactly. Every night.
Yeah. Could we just listen to I Won't Crumble With You If You Fall?
I will wake in the morning if you call, and I'll stand beside you as long as I can. I will hold back the evening of your sun, but I won't crumble with you if you fall.
It's exactly what she said not to do, because she had terminal lung cancer and she knew she was dying. And I was with her for the last 10 days. And she said, look, I got to go. You know, there's nothing I can do about it. But don't you fall with me. You've got to get up on that stage and you've got to sing, you know. And I said, I don't know whether I'll be able to do it, because if I get too emotional, you can't be that emotional and sing, you see, because it gets stuck in your throat. So she said, well, just think of me laughing, because she loved it when I would tell her a joke if I came off the road. You know, she said, have you heard any new jokes lately? And I would tell her one and she would laugh. So she said, think of me like that, you know, when you get on a stage. Don't think of me like I am now. But she was the coolest person in the room. You know, myself and my son, we were basket cases. And she said, you two got to mentor one another now. So, yeah, I've got her ashes with me in my bedroom on her chest of drawers with a picture above it. So she's the first person I talk to in the morning and the last person at night.
You know, knowing that makes so many of these songs so much more reflective. I want to listen to another, the one you were whistling when we found you at the beginning. Windmills of Your Mind, Michel Legrand, lyrics by Alan and Marilyn Bergman. It was owned by Dusty Springfield in 1969, but you take it now. Let's listen.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel. Never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel. Like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon.
Well, I first heard it when Noel Harrison recorded it, because we were on the same label. I loved it right away, and I still don't know whether it's a literal translation of the French lyrics or not, because in English it's fantastic. And, you know, the life to me is like a circle anyway. You know, it goes around. What goes around comes around. It's a never-ending, you know, or beginning on an ever-spinning reel. It's like it goes on forever.
Yeah. I'd like to go back to the song, I'm Growing Old, and your voice, which is not. The words say I'm growing wise as well as I'm growing old. And I just, yes. When you say that this was offered to you when you were 33, that's what I was kind of getting at. Because in that time, you know, when there were some huge stars who were smashing guitars and they had hair down their back, and you had still a very, how to put it?
Well, first of all, I could sing. A lot of those fellas, I'm not putting anybody down here, but in the 60s, there were not many singers around. There was a lot of bands fronted by people that expressed things, but they weren't necessarily a singer. So I've always been a singer of songs, you see. All kinds of songs, though. Like, for instance, on my first album, I did Autumn Leaves, but I also did Memphis, Tennessee. You know, I mean, it's not unusual. Because I did that, I did What's New Pussycat for Burt Bacharach, because he said, we need a strong voice on this thing. We need somebody that's sing it like it was midnight hour.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
You had arenas filled with fans. It was really astonishing. And yet, and I'm wondering if you sometimes thought, yeah, but I'm not one of the cool kids, you know, the Rolling Stones.
No, never. I always thought I was ahead of the game, not behind it. I was only 24 when I recorded It's Not Unusual. I was the same age as John Lennon, but I didn't look like a boy. I looked like a man, you see, with a busted nose. I came out of South Wales, and they said that macho went out with Elvis Presley, and I said, I don't think so. So that was it. I was up against it from the beginning, you see, because trends, you get the Beatles and the Stones, you know, people like that, looking like boys, and, well, I'm singing like boys, actually. But anyway, it's like that. So when I sang, they thought I was an older person, until I got to the States, and then they thought I was black, and they were playing It's Not Unusual on black radio. They couldn't quite understand, though, why I was singing, as they put it, like a black man, and looking like a white man. So they thought I was passing.
And, you know, the name of the album, Surrounded by Time, it feels like you are surrounded by time. I mean, we all are, especially now during a pandemic. Just your thoughts on that, surrounded by time.
Yeah, well, time is very important, you see. We're always concerned about time. What have I got to do tomorrow? What time do I have to get up? Do I have time to have lunch? It's all to do with time, and we're surrounded by it, whether we like it or not. Hank Williams recorded a song called We'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. You know, and it's a fact. You've got to make the most of it while you're here.
Tom Jones, will some of your time in the future be touring again? Will audiences be able to see you in person, do you think?
Hopefully. I mean, that's what I had planned for last year. I was turning 80, and I thought, I feel great. My voice is working great. I got a great band. What could possibly stop me now? Well, a pandemic can stop you now, because without an audience, you just, who are you going to sing to? I was doing The Voice on television, The Voice UK, so that sort of kept me in the picture. But I live on stage, you see. To me, all roads lead to the stage. And the audience are dying for us to get up there, and everybody wins. As soon as we can get back doing what we do, everybody will win.
And by the way, you're rocking that gray hair.
Thank you very much.
Legendary singer Sir Tom Jones, the new album again, Surrounded by Time. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It's wind on the ocean, rain on the land, three drops of water, one grain of sand. I'll tell you a story as quick as I can. I got nothing but time.